Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. We'll hear from The Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. But first, I'd like to tell thrifty homemakers a practical way to save time, cash, and red ration points by using a product that will win the family's quick approval. Yes, if preparing meals now means trips around the galley for a dab of this and a dab of that, you can save a lot of time by using Parquet, the many-purpose quality margarine made by Kraft. For besides being a delicious and satisfying spread for bread, Parquet is grand for many cooking uses. It is an appetizing seasoning for everyday vegetables, a real flavor shortening for baking, and it's just about tops for pan frying. What's more, Parquet is as nourishing as it is delicious. In fact, it is one of the best energy foods you can serve, and every pound also contains 9,000 units of vitamin A. Try Parquet, and you'll agree that it is an outstanding red stamp value at just 5 red ration points per pound. Spelled P-A-R-K-A-Y, Parquet Margarine, made by Kraft. Now let's see what sort of mischief our hero has his fingers in. The truth is that since he and his lady love agreed on a wedding date early in June, he's been so busy with the problems resulting from his decision that he somewhat neglected the affairs of the Summerfield Water Department. And so we find him now in his office trying to catch up.
Let's see now. Total gallons of water pumped in April, 16,432. Less 2% for leakage, 368 gallons.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve!
What is it, Becky?
It's Bessie.
All right. What is it besides that?
There's a man here who insists on seeing you.
Oh, he insists, does he?
He says it's very important. He says he was sent to you by the water commissioner over in Bridgeton.
Oh? Well, I'll see him for just a minute.
Yes, sir. Right in here, please.
Thank you, miss. Thank you. Good morning, commissioner. My name is Baxter, and if you'll give me just 5 minutes of your time, you'll find out how you can be the most popular water commissioner this town has ever had.
Well, I'd like that, but it's quite an order, Mr. Baxter. That will be all, Bessie.
Oh, I forgot to go.
You were sent to me by Trimble in Bridgeton, were you, Mr. Baxter?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Gildersleeve. He told me he thought you were probably up against the same problem as he is.
Problem? What problem?
Well, the plague of the industry, Commissioner. Hard water.
Oh, hard water. But the Summerfield water isn't particularly hard.
Commissioner, please, we can be frank with each other. When you talk to me, you're talking to a fellow chemist.
A fellow chemist? Well, that's different.
I thought you'd feel that way. Now, I just made a little quick check on your mineral content, and I found, as you undoubtedly know, that you are running 30 parts of barium sulfide to 1,000. Well, let's face it, Commissioner, 30 parts of barium sulfide to 1,000, you're right on the verge of faucet precipitation.
I am?
Yes. Have you a wash bowl here in your office?
Oh, yes, right here in this closet.
Splendid. Now, can we just run a bowl of water?
I suppose so.
There, that's enough. Now, just feel that water, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Feel it? Not very cold.
That's not the point. But you can feel those 30 parts of barium, can't you?
I can feel them, but I can't count them.
Mighty hard water. Uses up soap. Ruins fabrics. But look, I just put in two drops of my special formula, and now feel the water.
All right. Seems to feel just the same.
Oh, now, Commissioner, look, I'm not going to tell you my exact formula, but as one chemist to another, what happens to that barium sulfide when it runs into a little dose of glycerin hydroxide? Yeah, you begin to see the picture.
Oh, yes.
Feel the water again.
Hmm.
Silky, isn't it?
By George, I believe I do notice it.
Of course you do. A man with your laboratory experience.
Bunsen burners, test tubes, that's me.
Sure it is. Now, let me show you the effect this has on fabrics, Mr. Gildersleeve. I've got a dirty handkerchief here. Had to change a tire this morning.
My, grease and everything.
Yes, 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 but look what happens when I soak it in this water.
Well, I'll be.
Siree, there we are, white as snow. No tattletale gray there. There, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Amazing.
Just pure soft water. People don't realize what they're missing.
But how does this work on a large scale?
Simple. Imagine a forced filter installation, 3 feet thick, glycerin hydroxide being added hygroscopically through a Meech tank. I can install the whole thing. With a year's supply of the glycerin formula for just $1,000, plus freight.
$1,000?
You're lucky to get it. It's the last one there'll be until after the war. But I can hold it for a cash deposit of $200.
You will?
Yes. But you'll have to work fast. A lot of other towns want it. And I've got reservations on the 6:15 train tonight.
But I'll have to take it up with the controller.
Oh, that's just a formality. Are you okay it, Commissioner? I guess I know who runs the water department in this town.
Who? Oh, me. Yes. Well...
Why don't you see the controller and call me this afternoon, and we can make a deal? Otherwise, I'm sorry.
You couldn't stay over a couple days?
Mm-mm. Can't be done. But it's a great opportunity for this town, and a great opportunity for you personally, Mr. Gildersleeve. They'll remember you for this.
By George, I'll do it. Bessie, try the controller's office again, will you? We've got to get some action here.
I just called Mr. Gildersleeve. Mr. Diefendorf's secretary says he's still in conference.
In conference? What's he got to confer about? He's nothing but a bookkeeper. I'm going down there and... Oop! Beg your pardon.
Gracious!
Leela, did I hurt you?
No, Throckmorton, but I must say you startled me charging out the door that way. I do hope you weren't going anywhere.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was on my way to the controller's office.
Good, because I've got to have your help. Throckmorton, do you know what I've decided to do?
What?
Spend my 17 stamp.
17 stamp?
Uh-huh. And I want you to help me. I need your advice because I can't decide which to get.
Well, you can't get a better cut than a porterhouse.
Silly. 17 stamps are for shoes.
Oh, shoes. Well...
Water department. Just a minute, please. It's Mr. Diefendorf.
About time. Tell him I...
Tell him Mr. Gildersleeve will call him back.
But Leela, this is important.
Tell him he will call back.
Could Mr. Gildersleeve call you back, please?
Leela, you don't seem to understand. I'm very busy this morning.
You mean you're not glad to see me?
Of course I'm glad to see you, but I'm behind on things here. I've got a million...
You poor dear. I know just how it is. I'm going crazy myself trying to decide which kind of shoes to spend my stamp for, and that's why I want you to help me. Now, down at Hogan Brothers, there's a pair of classic brown and white pumps.
Those sound good. You better get those.
They're in my size, too, and that's very hard to find. My feet are so tiny, you know. Shoe clerks always tell me I have very expensive feet.
Then I'd say you certainly ought to get them. Bessie, call Mr. Diefendorf.
You haven't heard about the others, Throckmorton.
Oh, well, what about them?
Well, they're just darling. They're red kid and they have cut-out toes and nothing but a strap in the back. And over the instep, they're just practically nothing at all, really.
Great. You'd better get those.
I love them because they're so silly. You should see the heels. They're just outrageous. If I wore them, I'd come clear up to your shoulders.
Those are the ones. Get those. Bessie!
Of course, they're not as practical as the pumps. Brown and white goes with more things. You have to consider that.
Yes. Well, maybe you'd better get the brown and white ones then.
Do you think so? Of course, everybody has brown and white pumps. Everybody.
All right, then get the red ones. I don't care.
Well, I must say I don't think you take much interest, Throckmorton, considering that our wedding is only a month off.
Oh, but I do, Leela. I do. You just make up your mind what you want me to say, and I'll say it.
Oh, you're sweet. And I'm sorry if I'm a trial to you, Throckmorton. I know you're busy, and I won't ask you to go shopping with me. I just want you to tell me one thing.
What's that?
Would you love me more in the red slippers or the brown and white pumps?
Leela, I could love you in your stocking feet. But right this minute, I've got to get...
Well, Commissioner?
Oh, come in, Controller. I've been trying to call you.
I tried to call you. What are you in such an all-fired rush about? I'm a busy man, you know.
I'm a busy man, too.
So I see.
Oh, Mrs. Ransom, Controller Diefendorf.
How do you do?
How do you do? Listen, Gildersleeve, I can't be at the beck and call of every Tom, Dick, and Harry around here.
Who's a Tom, Dick, and Harry?
You called me out of an important conference.
Well, you can go right back to it. All I want from you is a check for
$200. $200? What for?
As a binder on a deal I've just made for a new filter installation. I've got to have it before 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, you do you? Who okayed the deal?
Who okayed it? I did. Who do you think is water commissioner?
Who do you think is controller? I okay all purchases here, and I haven't okayed this one.
Listen, Diefendorf, I don't need any bookkeeper to tell me how to run my department.
And no plumber is going to tell me how to run mine.
Plumber?
You might as well know it, Gildersleeve. There's been talk about you lately. If you want to stay in office, you'd better pay less attention to the fair sex and a little more attention to business. Good day.
Well.
Just a minute, Diefendorf. I want you to know that I consider that remark uncalled for, and I'm taking this up with the mayor. Either I get that check before 6 o'clock this evening, together with a written apology from you, or the city gets my resignation.
Can we count on that?
Yes! And unless my authority as water commissioner is clearly established, and the aforesaid uncalled-for remarks are withdrawn by the above-mentioned certain party, I have the honor to offer you herewith my resignation to take effect within 24 hours. Very truly yours, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve.
Good.
Uncle Mort, I don't think you ought to send that.
Yeah, you're kind of sticking your neck out there, Unc, if you ask me.
I'm not asking you.
Well, you're sticking it out anyway.
Well, I think your uncle is perfectly right.
The man challenged my authority. Darn bookkeeper. He's drunk with power.
And he was also very insulting, wasn't he, Throckmorton?
Yes.
He had the nerve to imply that I'd been keeping your uncle from his work. Now, I ask you, could anything be further from the truth?
Leroy?
I didn't say anything, Unc.
Well, don't.
Uncle Mort, could I ask one question?
Certainly, my dear.
Just why is it that you're resigning?
Because your uncle is a gentleman and he doesn't tolerate uncalled-for remarks about ladies.
If you don't mind, Mrs. Ransom, I was asking my uncle.
Well?
I told you the man challenged my authority. Either I'm water commissioner or I'm not. Talk about not being on the job. I managed to put over a smart deal like this, and what do? They hold it up.
You're right, Throckmorton. They don't half appreciate you in this town.
Man challenged my authority.
Well, I think it's silly. All this fuss over an old filter.
It's not so much the filter. It's the principle of the thing. The man challenged my authority.
Oh, you and your authority.
I'm sorry, my dear. My mind is made up. Leroy, take this down to the corner and mail it. Leroy?
Okay.
I'll go with you, Leroy.
I don't know what everybody's getting so excited about anyway. You'd think nobody ever resigned before. Besides, you know as well as I do, Leela, they'll never accept it. I just want to throw a little scare into them. Then maybe I'll get a little respect around here. They'll never in the world accept it. Leela, you don't think they'll accept it?
I don't know, Throckmorton.
Oh, they wouldn't accept it. Never in the world. They couldn't possibly accept it. But maybe, just when we're getting married and all, maybe I ought to think this over a little before I... Oh, my goodness.
What is it, Throckmorton?
Leroy, that darn kid. He's on his way back. Why does he have to do everything I tell him?
The Great Gildersleeve will be with us again in a few seconds. Meanwhile, I hope you homemakers are remembering that proper nutrition should not be neglected in the family diet these days. Meals must be good tasting, of course, but they must be nourishing, too. One way you can be sure they are both wholesome and appetizing is to plan your meals ahead, making sure to include Red Stamp values like parquet margarine, the quality margarine made by Kraft. For parquet requires only 5 red points, and its delicate, appetizing flavor lends appetite appeal in many ways. As a spread for bread, as a seasoning for vegetables, as a flavor shortening for baking and for pan frying, you'll find that parquet is tops for flavor. And nutrition authorities can tell you that parquet margarine is a fine energy food, and that it contains vitamin A. So for quality flavor, for economy, and for good nutrition, use parquet margarine. If your dealer doesn't have parquet the first time you ask for it, it's because of wartime shortages and parquet's growing popularity. But Kraft is doing everything possible to keep dealers supplied. So watch for parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. Now, let's get back to Summerfield and the great Gildersleeve. Things are pretty tense around Gildersleeve's house. For 2 whole days have passed since he wrote a letter offering his resignation, and so far, not a word of reply. Has his resignation been accepted? Is he in or is he out? Where does he stand? Listen while Gildersleeve goes crazy.
Bertie, I can't eat these things. They're unfit for human consumption.
Why, Mr. Gildersleeve, those are the finest prunes that stamps will buy. What's the matter? Did you have a bad night last night?
I didn't sleep a wink, Bertie.
That's too bad. You know, I think there must have been a burglar in your room last night, Mr. Gildersleeve.
What makes you think that?
Because I heard him snoring up a storm.
I am not in the mood for witticisms this morning, Bertie.
No, sir. I guess I ain't either.
Well, Uncle Mort, you're down early. Busy day ahead?
I don't know what's ahead, but by George, it's going to be a showdown.
Great day in the morning. Here comes the Marines.
Greetings, Unc. Top of the morning, sister dear. Hail, fair Bertie. Well, how goes it?
How goes what?
Ha! What a character! Ah, prunes, a dish for the gods. Now, my pretty maid, if you will kindly pass me yon cream.
Leroy, where have you been? What have you been reading?
What a character! Bertie, how about a little H2O here?
A little H2 what?
Water, woman, water! I fain would quaff yon crystal fluid in yon goblet.
This I cannot stand.
Where are you going, Unc?
Away, Leroy, away.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing. Eat your breakfast.
Well, he's getting awful jumpy.
You'd make anybody jumpy.
Marjorie, if the office calls, I'm going over to Judge Hooker's chambers. I want to see him before court opens.
But, Unc, you and the judge aren't speaking, remember?
This is business, young man, and none of it yours.
What a character!
Now listen, Hooker, I'm not here because I want to be.
Well, you're not here because I want you. You owe me a bumper.
You owe me a fender.
Sue me.
Now look here, Hooker. I came here to consult you professionally, not listen to goat noises. Can we arrange a personal truce until we've taken care of this business matter?
I suppose that can be done, but it will have to be strictly temporary.
It will be.
Then state your business.
Well, 2 days ago I offered my resignation as water commissioner, and now I'm afraid they're going to accept it. Now, Hooker?
Sorry, but honestly, Gildersleeve, sometimes I think you're a bigger fool than I thought. What did you resign for?
Well, I didn't think they'd take me seriously. I had a dispute with Diefendorf.
Diefendorf? Is this that row about the water softener?
Yes. I only resigned to stir things up a little. But now I'm afraid that, well, the mayor never did like me.
Fine time to think of that. You know, Gildersleeve, you haven't got enough political savvy to get elected dog catcher.
Now, wait a minute, Judge.
If you were running for mayor of Brooklyn, you wouldn't have enough sense to endorse the Dodgers.
I would, too. Aren't they the same as the Giants?
Well, the trouble with you is you tried to bull your way through this thing by just throwing your weight around. That's not the way.
No. What is the way, then?
You've got to get the town behind you. Show the people what a great thing it is for the town so they'll rally behind you and demand it. That way, Terwilliger can't let you resign.
Judge, for once, I hope you're right.
Well, bless my soul if it isn't Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Peavy. Say, you're a chemist.
Not a chemist, Mr. Gildersleeve, a pharmacist.
Same thing. The only difference is the names.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that. A chemist deals in chemicals, while a pharmacist deals in pharmaceuticals. And ice cream sodas.
Well, all I'm interested in is water.
Water? Certainly. Always glad to accommodate our customers with a glass at any time.
No, I don't want any. I just want to ask you a few questions about it.
You'll pardon me if I indulge then?
Yes, go ahead. Drink your head off.
Thank you. I usually make a practice of drinking 8 or 10 glasses every day.
Oh.
8 if I go to bed early and 10 if I stay up late.
Peavy, will you stop making eyes at that glass of water and drink it so I can ask you a few questions?
Pardon me. I'll be right with you.
What a constitution. Peavy, now that you've drunk it, tell me, did you notice anything funny about that water?
Why, no. As a matter of fact, Summerfield has very good water.
I know that. I happen to be the water commissioner. But there's one thing wrong with it.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. You know, they tell about a famous man who came through here. I believe it was William Howard Taft, about 1907. He came through here, and in the course of the evening, they handed him a glass of water, and he was heard to remark that he had never tasted finer tap water in his life.
He said that in every town. How do you think he got to be president?
Well, that's what he said.
Peavy, I don't like to say this, but Summerfield's water is hard.
Oh, well, now, I...
Oh, yes, it is. You ask any housewife who does her own washing. Ask Mrs. Peavy.
Now there, Mr. Gildersleeve, I'll have to disagree with you. Mrs. Peavy has a wash day preparation that she swears by. Noxo makes washing a pleasure.
Sure, it's a water softener. That's just what I'm telling you, and what I want you to testify to.
Testify?
Yes. I want to get together a bunch of representative citizens to appear before the mayor and demand that they install a water softener at the waterworks.
Oh, I'm afraid I couldn't do that, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Peavy, this installation would be a boon to every man, woman, and child in this community who has an occasion to wash. A boon!
But, Mr. Gildersleeve...
A boon, Peavy! Just think, if we got this thing put through, Mrs. Peavy won't have to use any more Noxo in her washing. Think of the hundreds of other women in this town who won't have to buy it either. Think of that.
I am thinking of that. You see, Mr. Gildersleeve, I happen to sell Noxo.
Oh, an economic royalist. Well, I can see you're going to be of no use to me. Good day, Peavy.
Good day, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Uncle Charlie! Charlie Anderson! He might be in the pump house, but I doubt it. Don't see him in here. By George, that's a beautiful piece of machinery. Seems to me it's running a little fast, though. Maybe I ought to slow her down a little. Yes, just pull this thing here, I guess, and... Oh, my goodness! Well, I slowed her down all right.
Hey there, what's going on up there?
Hello, Uncle Charlie.
Who the ding-dang is in my pump house, Dad Busted?
It's me, Uncle Charlie, Gildersleeve. Put on your bifocals.
The commissioner? Well, Dad Busted, if you want me to be the super and dead burn tendon of this waterworks, you'd better stay out of my pump house.
But Charlie...
What'd you monkey with my pump for in the first place?
Well, I thought she was going a little fast, so I grabbed the throttle and then I...
Throttle my drip gasket! That was a snifter valve!
Oh, that... Did I do any damage?
I say, blew off a whole head of steam, that's all. It'll be 2 hours before anybody in Summerfield can wash the face or brush the teeth or whatever.
Well, I'm sorry.
Holy Toledo.
I came up here to ask you for some engineering advice.
Advice? Mr. Gildersleeve, giving you advice would be locking the barn door after the dead busted horse was stolen. But if you want it, never touch a snifter valve.
I won't, Charlie. Never again. But that wasn't the kind of advice I'm after. I want your advice on a filtering system for the reservoir.
Filtering system? What for?
Because the water's hard, Charlie.
This water?
Yes.
Hard?
Yes.
You're crazy, Dad Busted.
I am not crazy, Charlie. There's 30 parts barium sulfide to 1,000 in this water.
Barium sulfide? Mr. Gildersleeve, who the ding-dang told you that?
An expert.
Expert? Whoever told you that don't know any more about water than you know about snifter valves. Barium sulfide don't affect water at all, Dad Busted. It precipitates.
It what?
It goes to the bottom. It sinks. And so does your Dad Busted expert.
Well, that's the way it was, Judge. You know Peavy. He can't make up his mind about anything. And Charlie Anderson made his up 20 years ago.
It's going to be a fine hearing. How about a housewife? Did you get one?
Well, let's see if Marjorie's home. Marjorie!
She ain't home yet, Mr. Gildersleeve.
What about Bertie?
Bertie! By George, why not? She's an expert laundress, and the mayor knows it, because she used to wash his shirts.
Perfect.
Oh, Bertie! Bertie!
What's the matter, Mr. Gildersleeve? You hungry?
Well, yes, I am, but that can wait. I want to demonstrate another of your remarkable talents, Bertie.
Uh-oh.
I just want you to come down to City Hall with me for a moment and talk to the mayor.
What's a companion feature?
Bertie, there's no monkey business about this. Mr. Gildersleeve just wants you to wash out a shirt for the mayor. Will you do it?
I'm sorry, Mr. Gildersleeve, but I just can't stand to wash out any more shirts for Mayor Terwilliger.
But why not? You washed his shirts for 15 years.
Yes, sir. And he complained for 15 years, including leap. That's why I gave up the washboard and took up the skillet.
Bertie, this is a matter of life and death to me. You don't have to wash a shirt. You can wash anything. You don't even have to wash it. Just go through the motions. Isn't there something washable in the kitchen so I can show you?
No, sir. Only a pair of Miss Marjorie's nylons, and I always wash those myself.
Those will be fine.
Hi, Unc. Hi, Judge. What's up?
Don't bother me, Leroy. I'm very busy. Come on out in the kitchen, Judge.
Can I come, too?
Come if you want to. Bertie's the one I really need. I'm going to show you just what I want you to do when we get down to the mayor's office.
Okay, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Now, first, we run a little water into the laundry tub. Where are those stockings?
Right here, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Now, watch this, Bertie. You too, Judge. This is hard water, remember?
Is it?
There are 30 parts per never mind. Very hard water. But I take this magical substance of Baxter's, pour in just 2 drops, and what a difference!
Color's still the same.
Yes, but now the water is so soft. Let me have the stockings, Leroy.
Here.
Now, we immerse them. Swish them gently to and fro. And what do we find?
Hey, Unc, look! The stockings are disappearing.
What?
There's nothing left but the tops.
Oh, my goodness!
Let go, Mr. Gildersleeve, before it eats your arm off!
Baxter, why, the man's nothing but a crook!
Well, Gildersleeve, do you want to go down to the city hall and see the mayor?
Don't rub it in, Judge. This is the end of my career, that's what it is. To think that I staked my professional reputation on a fraud like that. How did I ever get into this? I'd give anything to have that resignation back.
You would, Unc?
Anything.
Well, here it is then. I can't stand to see you suffer anymore.
Leroy, you never mailed it.
Of course not, Unc. I told you you'd be sorry.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, now you listen here, young man. I've told you 1,000 times a boy who's not dependable is a boy who will get nowhere in life. When I tell you to mail a letter, I want to be obeyed, you understand? Every time but this one.
What a character!
Throckmorton, that was certainly a marvelous dinner. Seems like old times.
Horace, it's a pleasure to have you back at our humble board. Have a cigar.
Thank you.
And let's forget our little controversy over that auto accident. What do you say, Judge?
Gildy, as far as I'm concerned, it's already forgotten.
Good. Well, I certainly feel better the way things worked out today.
Yes, you came out of it pretty well, Gildy. It might have cost you your job. Instead, it's only going to cost you
$25. $25? What for?
My legal services.
Oh! Oh, good night, everybody.
You women who used to keep a well-stocked emergency shelf for hurry-up meals probably feel kind of lost these days. Well, let me tell you about a product that gives you big help with hurry-up meals. It's Kraft Dinner. Yes, Kraft Dinner for a dish full of delicious macaroni and cheese in only 7 minutes cooking time. You see, each package of Kraft Dinner contains a special fast-cooking macaroni and an envelope of Kraft grated for cheese flavor. Only 7 minutes at the stove, and you have fluffy, tender macaroni with cheese goodness through and through. A thrifty main dish for four people. These days, many clever women are adding a small amount of meat or leftover vegetables to their Kraft Dinner macaroni and cheese. That's a smart, patriotic way to stretch these less plentiful foods. So order a package of Kraft Dinner soon. You'll be delighted to see how it helps you with hurry-up meals. You'll be mighty pleased at how good the 7-minute macaroni and cheese tastes, and how it helps your budget of ration points, because a package of Kraft Dinner takes just one red ration point. Music heard on this program was directed by Claude Sweeten. This is Brian Hendrickson speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to listen in again next Sunday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
This presentation of The Great Gildersleeve starred Lee Delaney as The Great Gildersleeve, with special guest star Dave Parker as Baxter. Renaud Leboeuf played the controller, and Wesley J. Akers played Charlie Anderson. Also in our cast, you heard Luralyn Lahr as Bessie, Pam Hungate as Leela, Cindy Martin Asher as Marjorie, Missy Carl as Leroy, and Lisette Ralph as Bertie. Nick Helton was the judge, and yours truly, Bob Hutchison, played Mr. Peavy. This program was produced and directed by Mike Wheeler. This is Bob Hutchison speaking and inviting you to join us again next time for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.